From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia committed to strengthening ASEAN centrality. Indonesian government adds direct flight slot to Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesia is committed to strengthening ASEAN centrality in the region during the chairmanship by 2023. It is in accordance with the theme carried by Indonesia, namely ASEAN Matters Epicentrum of Growth, or ASEAN as the Center of World Economic Growth. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, after attending the handover of the Secretary General's position at the ASEAN Secretariat on Monday in Jakarta, conveyed, Indonesia will try to strengthen the role of the ASEAN Secretariat through the provision of relevant data and research in order to be able to provide input in every Indonesia's decision as co-chair with leaders of other ASEAN member countries.
Data-data research-research yang dilakukan oleh ASEAN.
The data and research conducted by the ASEAN Secretariat are also strengthened so they can provide input both to the chair and ASEAN leaders in making decisions. Thus, that's what I meant earlier. Indonesia needs to strengthen ASEAN so that ASEAN remains relevant. ASEAN remains strong in facing the challenges of the world and the region, which are not easy. Moreover, Retno Marsudi also explained one of the important role of the Secretary General of ASEAN is for the implementation of the 5 points of consensus for the settlement of the Myanmar conflict, particularly in managing humanitarian assistance for the people of Myanmar. The Indonesian government is targeting foreign tourist arrivals to reach 3.5 million to 7.4 million in 2023. To support the target, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, in the weekly brief with Sandi Uno on Monday in Jakarta, pointed out the government will increase the number of direct flights to Indonesia in the near future. He further conveyed the additions included tourists from Dubai, Qatar, Singapore, Australia, and several ASEAN countries.
Yang mau ada tambahan itu dari Qatar.
The Indonesian government will add direct flights from Qatar, Dubai, including from Singapore and several ASEAN countries, because Indonesia will be the host of the ASEAN Tourism Forum. There will also be additional flights from Australia to main destination, namely Bali. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga further conveyed President Joko Widodo has also given direct directions to open direct flights from India. Therefore, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy will soon collaborate with airlines and the relevant Ministry of Transportation so direct flights from India can be realized soon, particularly to Denpasar, Bali, and Jakarta. Still from the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy of the Republic of Indonesia that will adjust the strategy for developing the Indonesian foreign tourist market amid the threat of a world economic recession by 2023, which is predicted to affect a number of market countries. In the weekly brief with Sandi Uno Monday in Jakarta, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno pointed out there are three world economic locomotives which are expected to experience an economic slowdown due to recession, namely the United States, China, and European countries. According to Sandiaga, the slowdown will have an impact on people's spending, particularly in the tourism sector. Therefore, according to Sandiaga, the ministry has made a number of adjustments to the target of foreign tourist visits.
Oleh karena itu, kami langsung melakukan penyesuaian.
Therefore, the government immediately made the adjustments in terms of focus on the development of tourism and the creative economy, particularly foreign tourists. The government directed its focus to big markets, including India, where the increase was extraordinary. Australia and New Zealand are not included in the recession zone. Malaysia and Singapore are still growing. Furthermore, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy noted the number of foreign tourists who visited to Indonesia for the period January to November 2022 reached about 4 million visits, an increase of about 200% compared to the number of visits in the same period in 2021. From the data, the highest number of visits comes from Malaysia, Timor Leste, Australia, Singapore, and India. The last national news comes from Indonesia and Malaysia that concurred on strengthening ASEAN's role at the global level, including its role in making the Indo-Pacific region peaceful, stable, and prosperous. Indonesian President Joko Widodo conveyed this commitment in a joint statement with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, following their second meeting at the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Monday, as quoted by Antara. President Joko Widodo also stated Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to continue to strengthen ASEAN. Both countries agree that ASEAN must be able to play a central role in making the Indo-Pacific region peaceful, prosperous, and stable. Now we move to the international news. Japanese household spending fell 1.2% in November from a year earlier, government data showed on Tuesday, versus a median market forecast for a 0.5% gain. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, on a seasonally adjusted month-on-month basis, household spending decreased 0.9% in November, compared with an estimated 0.5% decline. Singapore's annual pilgrimage for the Hajj has been restored to 900 places this year, said the Islamic Religious Council of Singapore on Monday. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, last year, Singapore was given an allocation of 407 places for the pilgrimage, although that number was subsequently increased. Minister in charge of Muslim Affairs, Masagos Zulkifli, signed the Hajj agreement with Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Hajj and Umrah while he was attending the conference and exhibition for the Hajj and Umrah services in the Gulf Kingdom. We end the news with dozens of people demonstrated outside a prison in Iran overnight amid reports authorities were preparing to execute another two anti-government protesters. As quoted by BBC.com, opposition activists posted videos showing people chanting slogans in front of Rajai Shahrul jail in the city of Karaj. The mother of Muhammad Gobadlo, one of the two men at risk of execution, appealed for clemency at the gathering. Two protesters were hanged on Saturday, prompting international condemnation. The United Nations Human Rights Office deplored the shocking executions of Muhammad Mahdi Karami and Sayyid Muhammad Hosseini, which it said followed unfair trials based on forced confessions. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights Malaysian Prime Minister's visit to Indonesia. The visit of the Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim together with ministers and heads of institutions related to Malaysia opened important diplomatic activities for the two neighboring countries in early 2023. Anwar Ibrahim's first visit abroad since being sworn in as Prime Minister of Malaysia on 24th November 2022 is expected to open a new chapter of new and brighter bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's visit to Indonesia with the capacity as a national leader must be responded positively and beneficially for Indonesia. Based on Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's statement at a press conference after a bilateral meeting at Bogor Palace, West Java on Monday, the visit to Indonesia was sentimental considering the difficult period in his political life. At the time, Anwar Ibrahim felt a lot of support and learned from Indonesia. Apart from that, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim raised several ideas regarding Indonesia's development that he wanted to implement in Malaysia. During his administration, he is determined to solve problems of the two countries, such as Indonesian migrant workers. Meanwhile, Indonesian President Joko Widodo said, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's commitment, especially in providing protection for Indonesian migrant workers, was very positive for the continuation of the bilateral relations between the two countries. President Joko Widodo expressed his hope that the one-channel system for the recruitment and placement of Indonesian migrant workers could be run together. Indonesia should make the best use of Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's sentimental meaning for the continuation of bilateral relations that are even better not only on the issue of migrant workers, but also on culture and borders. Because there are many problems that seem small but actually make relations between the two countries go through ups and downs. It seems that Anwar Ibrahim is smart enough to fix and solve basic unresolved problems that can boost Malaysia's domestic economic value. Therefore, by taking the lessons learned from the Malaysian Prime Minister's visit, Indonesia can get a beautiful gift at the beginning of 2023 with economic benefits in sight with the many Malaysian investment collaborations in Indonesia. However, Indonesia also remains cautious of these sentimental remarks. Hopefully, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's visit to Indonesia can solve various problems and, in the end, can improve bilateral relations better and be mutually beneficial to both parties. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Start today in history with an event on January 10, 1920, when the League of Nations was established. The League of Nations was established after World War I in a bid to accommodate the interests of the nation and to maintain world peace. The establishment of the League was initiated by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson in the peace agreement in Versailles, but the United States did not join the League. 42 countries became the members when the League was established. Among 23 countries still survive as members until the League was dismissed in 1945. Next event is that in 1921, when the legendary comic about a journalist Tang Tang was published for the first time in Belgium. The story of Tang Tang comic previously only appeared in an additional edition of Le 20e siècle in Belgium, with an interesting and funny story of adventure of a young journalist accompanied by a white dog. Tang Tang comics has brought ideas and fresh entertainment to the readers. The story is presented by illustrator George Remy with the pseudonym Urge. It took a lot of inspiration from articles and photographs of various sources. One of the titles of Tang Tang Adventure is Flight 714, which took place on an island in Indonesia. VM Today in History. On January 10, 1966, when demonstration action of students with Tritura occurred after political conflict in September 1965 and also communist issues which hit Indonesia, thousands of students who joined in the United of Indonesia Students Actions KAMI staged a huge demonstration in Jakarta and some other places on January 10, 1966. The action was known with the name Tritura, or People's Three Demands, consisting of first dismissing Communist Party of Indonesia, second changing Dwikora cabinet, and third decreasing the prices. The action spread throughout Indonesia, and finally, President Sukarno was forced to issue Surat Perintah 11 Maret, or Order of March 11, which delegated full authority to Lieutenant General Suharto to take action in a bid to restore the situation throughout Indonesia.
Namun seiring waktu kembali bersama kita berbeda arah, kembali menjadi dua orang asing seperti sedia kala. Saling melupakan akan ada yang datang dan pergi. Ada satu atau dua membawa bahagia, lalu kita tinggal cerita.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Minister of Foreign Affairs emphasizes the importance of strengthening protection of Indonesian citizens abroad. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stressed the importance of strengthening effort to protect Indonesian citizens abroad amid the increasing number of cases. She is speaking at the awarding of the Hasan Wirayuda Protection Award on Monday. She explained that strengthening protection is very important because cases are increasing from year to year. According to Retno Marsudi, effort to protect Indonesian citizens must continue to be strengthened from upstream to downstream by all existing stakeholders, both at home and abroad. In 2021, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has handled more than 29,000 cases. However, in 2022, the number of cases continue to grow to 35,000 cases. Retno Marsudi also explained that protection efforts were continuing and producing results. She gave an example of the release of 22 Indonesian citizens from death penalty abroad in 2022, with an additional 25 similar cases in the same year. In the midst of increasingly complex challenges to protecting Indonesian citizens, the unfavorable geopolitical situation accompanied by armed conflicts is considered to be a serious threat to the safety of Indonesian citizens abroad. Therefore, the foreign minister encourages handling from upstream to downstream to be able to address the root of the problem. This includes investing more in effort to prevent and protect Indonesian citizens all over the world. It is not only limited to handling cases, but must cover prevention effort. The next effort is to strengthen the service infrastructure and protect Indonesian citizens. Expand the integration of service systems with various ministries, agencies, and increase the capacity of human resources. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today.
Beruntungnya hati ini kau datang. rasanya sepi. Lalu kau datang menggoda dan menggoda, seakan tahu
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, appreciates the existence of Bangsering Tourism Village or Bangsering Underwater in Banyuwangi, East Java. The village offers education-based and conservation-based tourism attractions, which are fully managed by the local community. On November 29, 2022, Sandiaga Uno observed and witnessed the appealing black sand beach with its view of Bali Strait in person. Bangsering Underwater, or Bunder, is a marine tourism destination with the basis of education and conservation activities such as coral reefs plantation, beach conservation, mangroves plantation, and artificial coral reefs production. With its diverse points of interest, Bangsering Tourism Village could be one of the alternative destinations in Banyuwangi. Bangsering Tourism Village is located at the eastern tip of Java, precisely at Bangsering Village, Wongsorejo, Banyuwangi. The distance between the village from Banyuwangi is around 23 kilometers or 40 minutes of traveling time. To enter the tourist destination, you need to pay an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah or 32 cents US dollar per person. There are so many interesting things to do during your visit to this village. Aside from enjoying the breathtaking view of the Bali Strait, you can also enjoy the beauty of the Bali Strait underwater by snorkeling or diving. You can enjoy the water activity of banana boat, a short visit to rumah apung or floating house, and dive into the cages to take selfies with the fish. Bangsering Underwater also provides crossing facilities to Tabuhan Island and Menjangan Island. Several ships and boats are ready to escort the group of tourists to the island. During the trip, you can enjoy the panoramic view of Bali Strait. Bangsering Underwater also provides 12 homestays, which are managed by the local community for those who want to stay overnight. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is the expression of conveying purpose. Let's listen now to a conversation entitled Untuk Berwisata. Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. Dev is chatting with a woman who is sitting next to him. The woman asks Dev's purpose for coming to Indonesia, and Dev responds.
Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia?
Untuk berwisata.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you phrases and vocabulary related to today's material, untuk berwisata. Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. I will say the word slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Apa? Apa? Which means what? Tujuan Anda. Tujuan Anda, which means your purpose. Ke Indonesia. Ke Indonesia, which means to Indonesia. Untuk. Untuk, which means, ulang, which means for. Berwisata, berwisata, which means traveling. Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Which means, what is your purpose coming to Indonesia? Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. In the conversation, you heard the expression untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. In that expression, there is the word untuk, which means for. When you want to convey a purpose, you can use the word untuk, which means for, followed by a verb. For example, the expression untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. If you want to convey your purpose in full phrases, you can say, tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata. Tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata, which means my purpose coming to Indonesia is for traveling. To respond to a question, you can answer briefly as in the dialogue. Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expression to convey purpose. Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Which means, what is your purpose coming to Indonesia? Untuk berwisata, which means for traveling. Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia? Which means, what is your purpose coming to Indonesia? Tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata. Tujuan saya ke Indonesia adalah untuk berwisata, which means my purpose coming to Indonesia is for traveling. At present, there are 5 Indonesia super priority tourism destinations set in 2022, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra, Borobudur Temple in Central Jawa, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi. These places are very interesting to visit. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once again.
Apa tujuan Anda ke Indonesia?
Untuk berwisata.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, with the topic Expressions of Conveying Purpose and a conversation entitled Untuk Berwisata. Untuk Berwisata, which means for traveling. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Lagu cinta biasa, hanya denting nada yang memanjakan senyumanmu. Ingin ku cerita semua rahasia yang hanya Tuhan dan kamu yang tahu. Kau buatku lemah tak berdaya. Ha, 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 ha. Oh. Kau membebaskanku dan ha, 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 ha. Bersamamu aku tahu kau suka padaku. Kau memalu aku, terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Oh, oh. Aku pun inginkan kamu. Semua ini memang tidak biasa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apa yang ku rasa padamu memang istimewa. Selidiki aku apa adanya. Ayo kita bongkar mujizat dunia. Kau membuat hati terkila-kila. Hatiku tergila-gila. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Karena erat kau memeluk aku. Terasa nyaman kau bersama aku. Oh, oh. Kamu.
dan bersamamu. Kau membebaskanku dan bersamamu. Aku tahu kau suka padaku karena erat kau memeluk aku. Aku tahu kau suka padaku. Oh, 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 malu aku. Oh, 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 rasanya kau memalu aku. Aku inginkanmu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Gunung Banang by Ahmad Sauri. The song Gunung Banang consists of several poems. The pantun is type of broken-hearted poem that tells about the journey of someone who is going abroad. He remembers his hometown and longs to go home. The song Gunung Banang is a type of Malay song that is often performed in Malay Ghazal music. Malay Ghazal music is a typical Malay music that is a type of orchestra that developed in the Riau archipelago, especially Penyengat. This music is the result of acculturation between the local Malay culture and traders from the Middle East in the 18th century. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Gunung Banang by Ahmad Sauri. Happy listening!
Kasih yang jauh usah dikenang, kalau dikenang menangis tentu menangis. Ahai, tentu menangis.
kasih yang jauh usah dikenang. Kalau dikenang, menangis tentu menangis. Ahai, tentu menangis. Ahai. Yang luka takkan terbalas, kasih dan sayang hai paut belum berpaut. Ahai, belum berpaut. Hati yang luka takkan terobat, kasih dan sayang hai paut belum berpaut. Gunung Banang, ini lagunya.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.